This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. Auto World has been on the air for quite a number of years, more than 20, and it has been my absolute pleasure to be doing this. And I continue to... Hopefully, I hope to be doing it for many, many, many years to come. Struggling with a couple of health problems at the moment, but we all go through those things and just need to get to the other side, and everything is going to be okay. And I appreciate all the notes and support that has been thrown my way, and of course all of the prayers. I'll take as many as I can get. In this hour, we're going to be talking about what happened during the Monterey Car Week out in Monterey, California, with Dave Kinney. And a little later on in the hour, we may be joined by our own old car in-house guy, Don Jones. Not quite sure if he's going to be joining us, but we'll check on that a little later on in the hour. But right now, it certainly is amazing. I'll say this before we welcome our very special guest, a great friend of the show. I remember when these used to be called The Weekend, and in more recent times, it has morphed into what they're calling Monterey Car Week. But the truth of the matter is, I was talking with a number of folks who were there actually pretty much to 10 days to 2 weeks before Pebble Sunday. So for some folks, it's a multi-week event. And an American record was set for a car being sold at auction. Joining us to tell us all about the Monterey Car Week and all the auctions, it's my pleasure to welcome our good friend Dave Kinney, who is contributor to both Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Not bad. Thanks so much for asking. And certainly this is a wonderful week for folks, but for journalists like yourself, it can be absolutely exhausting.
My dogs are barking. There's no doubt about it. You're standing on your feet a lot. You're walking around, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's always a great fun event. You get to see friends, and that's even as important as seeing great cars. And boy, there's some great cars here this week. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's begin with a story that is crossed over into the general media because it was a big happening at R.M. Sotheby's. A Carroll Shelby vehicle went for a record price. Tell us all about that one.
Well, it was the very first Shelby, and Bob, you probably know the story, but a lot of your listeners don't. It's CSX 2000, and so the CSX is the way we designate these Shelbys. They're the serial number, and the first one start was the CSX definition, and then 2000 was the very first one. So this car was owned by Carroll Shelby. It was tested by numerous magazines. It was given to people to race and race successfully. But what happened was they would repaint the car from week after week after week. So people would think that Shelby had dozens of cars, and of course he didn't. It was interesting because this car was held by Shelby throughout his lifetime, and then went to, I believe, the foundation. and it just sold, and it became the most expensive American car sold at auction, I believe. So, you know, very, very nice car, very neat car. It came in at just under $15 million, which is a lot of money these days, or any day.
Any day, yeah. And, you know, if you looked inside this vehicle, you wouldn't find pristine conditions. I mean, the driver's seat has seen a lot of wear, and it's got tears in it. It is not a Pebble Beach show car by any stretch of the imagination.
No, there was a joke at apparently at Shelby's organization that if somebody came in and retrimmed the seats and made that car look good, that would be their last day working there. They wanted it to be original and ready to go. So they got that and they kept it, and it's quite a car and quite a story.
It certainly is. Another thing we should share with our listeners is when, you know, this all happened, time flies. I remember being at the 50th anniversary of the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and that was a great event. I mean, now we're probably into the 60 some odd rendition of the Pebble Beach Concours, but this started as actually a race. It didn't start out as a high-end car show, kind of the Super Bowl or the World Series of ultimate Concours events, but they actually used to race through what is now a 17-mile drive.
Yeah, that's right. You know, a lot of these events, you know, this was post-war when the first Concours started, and then afterwards it became you know, there were less of them, and then the first one to pick up again was Pebble Beach, and so actually they'd have a Concours after the race, but it was mostly new cars, so people would bring the car that they just brought, and some of the old cars would show up. So you know, it's evolved over the ages. Now it's just an unbelievable event. I actually got there at 4:45 this morning. You know, completely dark, and the place was already filling up. I'd say there were 1,000 people on the field by 5 o'clock.
And that is something that we should talk about. It's called the Dawn Patrol, and I have been there as well, and it's kind of an eerie feeling to be rolling in around a very wooded area, a media parking they usually have designated, you know, close, but not that close. But, I mean, you're basically parking on a on part of a golf course, and you know, people with flashlights are out there, and yeah, I had the opportunity to do the Dawn Patrol and explain to our listeners what the Dawn Patrol is, and of course we'll salute McKeel Haggerty for providing lots of stuff that people like early in the morning.
Well, of course you have to you have to get there early to see the cars come in through the show field, and that's for a lot of us, that's part of the big beauty of it is that you get to see the cars in motion and smell them and hear them and in some cases actually interact with the people driving them in. And so McKeel Haggerty and Haggerty Corporation decided to bring out some coffee and donuts for people, and then as part of it they bring out a hat, and they branded that hat the Dawn Patrol hat. And it's actually one of the funnier things in the that you're ever going to see, because you'll have millionaires running to go make sure they get their hat in time. Of course, anybody who's there early enough can get one, and it's a big grab to get one of the hats. And because I was there this morning, I might have been able to procure one for myself. So I had to get there early to do that, but it was worthwhile. But my fun, of course, is seeing these cars drive in. You know, you never get too much of a chance to be part of it, and all you have to do is watch the cars make it and be placed on the lawn. It's a pretty long and arduous process sometimes, but boy, is it fun to watch. you know, some of these old cars, they make a lot of noise. We saw a steam car coming in, bubbling over. We saw a internal combustion car coming in that was bubbling over, too. It's a lot of tenseness and a lot of drama for the people driving them in.
Absolutely.
They get lined up and
hold that thought, Dave.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
J.C. Whitney is celebrating 101 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog. The 101 sweepstakes is now underway, and you can enter to win a custom Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Plus, see their car show event calendar and more at 100.jcwhitney.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dave Kinney is with us. this esteemed automotive journalist and great personal friend. This man has been very, very kind to me as I battle some health problems, and I thank him so much for that support. And there's nobody better when it comes to covering the auction scene. We've got all the latest from the Monterey Car Week and an American car record being set by Carol Shelby. But before the break there, you were telling us about the Dawn Patrol, which started, you know, rather small. Now it's blown up into a big event. I can't believe about 1,000 people in attendance to see the cars roll onto the 18th fairway there at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. One thing we should note is that earlier in the week there is a tour, and if the Concours vehicle participates in the tour, I believe they get some extra points when it comes to Pebble Sunday.
Right, it's actually a tiebreaker. If you have you know, judges who are looking at a car, and let's say both cars, you know, score 99 points or whatever, then if a car went on the tour, then it'd be counted as a tiebreaker, which again is another great thing because that gets the cars out and they have a stop, lunchtime stop, generally speaking, at Carmel. And so, you know, it's expensive to go to this event. There's no doubt about it. It's a couple hundred dollars. It's totally worth it in my book. But if you don't have a couple hundred dollars and if you're in Carmel, you can see the exact same cars that you'll see on Sunday, only on Thursday, driving, so many of them driving throughout the roads in, you know, here on the peninsula of Monterey, Carmel, and Pacific Grove. So, you know, it's a good idea because this gets the owners involved in their cars every time and out there and driving them. And also, you know, the motion of these cars or seeing these cars in motion can be even more beautiful than seeing them just as a static display. So I think all of us love the idea, all of us love it, and we all support it. And then, in the morning, not quite as bright and early as Dawn Patrol, but in the morning you can see all the cars leave from the area right around Pebble Beach. So it's become, you know, part of it has become such a big weekend because the number of events, but also every event seems to be adding kind of another, you know, another little dash to it. And this has now been going on, I think, at Pebble for about 10 years. And what a great idea it is. Just, you know, fun and free for everybody, which is everyone's favorite prize.
You're not kidding. Let's talk about auctions. I mean, when this event was going on, you know, 20 years ago, there was one auction. And now, how many auctions during Monterey Car Week?
Well, let's give them all a shout-out. There's R.M. Sotheby's. There is Gooding, which continues tonight. There is Meekum, which ended last night. There's Russo and Steel. And there's Bonhams. All of them are auctions. And then there's I call it a fancy car showroom that cars are for sale, which is held by Rick Cole. And Rick Cole's the original auction here on the peninsula. He was out of business for a number of years, actually sold out to RM. But he's back now, and they have a showroom where you can actually bid on your cars on eBay. Not exactly a traditional style. I mean, like on eBay, not on eBay, but you know, with your iPad, with your you know, with your iPhone, you can go look at the car and then bid on it after registering. I love it. After registering with them, I'm a long, you know, quite a few hours of missed sleep, I'm afraid, Bob. I'm not at my best.
I understand completely, and certainly there are so many events going on, and quite often what is a small community, both Monterey and Carmel, I mean, just explode with visitors literally from all over the globe. It's the only place that you can go and, you know, know, see a Ferrari parked in a meter next to a McLaren as if you were walking down a street and normally you would see a Camry and a Ford F-150, but downtown Carmel on a Friday night is just a sight to behold, a car show in itself. Let's talk about some of the other auctions. The daytime auction is the Mecum auction, and they're relatively new to the scene in Monterey. They've been doing it probably now, time flies, for five years, maybe even longer. But how did the Mecum folks do?
Well, they sold quite a few cars, but they didn't have a very good sell-through rate so far. Now, out of fairness, we give everybody a few days after the sale to complete what are called after sales. So their numbers are down quite a bit this year. They kind of went for the middle market, and I think right now we're not seeing the activity level we had seen before there. But they also have stretched out, and Mecum has gone very, very high-end this weekend. And Saturday, yesterday, it looked like a new car showroom in some ways than a classic car showroom, with these beautiful late model McLarens, late model Ferraris, late model just about everything. So they're trying to hit the high end in their daytime sale.
An interesting strategy with that. I mean, all of these auction companies seem to have started, depending on where the auction is happening, to specialize in one area. So Mecum was rolling out some of the modern day exotic and supercars. The thing I always liked about Mecum is it's just a really relaxed event normally.
Yeah, it very much is. It's how do we put it nicely? Nobody's there putting on airs. Everybody's just there to have a good time, and that's one of the things I like about the Mecum event as well. I don't think they did as well as they wanted to, but they certainly had a successful sale. They sold a lot of cars and a lot of fun things. You're always going to find something that's just plain wacko at a Mecum sale. They had a former FEMA show car that was a V8-powered minivan with more horsepower than six or seven other cars. Great stuff.
Oh, good. Let's talk about some of the other auctions that you mentioned. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Russo and Steel, an event that usually focuses a lot on muscle cars. How was Russo and Steel this year?
It was fun. I was there again two nights ago. Russo is loud and proud of it. They have a kind of a theater in the round type of thing, an auction in the round, which can be either exciting or disconcerting depending on how you look at it. There's action going on everywhere. Everything's all around you, and it's big fun from that standpoint. And so I think it's Russo and Mecum who didn't have really good sell-through rates this year, but they sure had some fun stuff. They had a beautiful Intermechanica Apollo. I'm sure you remember those, Bob. A car that you rarely see, and a really, really nice one, where Mecum had one that needed a little bit of everything. So we got to watch both of them. I wasn't able to see the nice one sell, but I did see the not-so-nice one sell, and it was quite a bargain. It went for just under $30,000, I think.
Wonderful.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back and having lots of fun. We hope you are as well. Dave Kinney is wrapping up Monterey Car Week and telling us all about all the exciting auctions. So, Dave, let's get to some of the high-end sales and give us your comments about some of the other auction companies that we haven't touched on so far.
Okay, the RM grabbed a bunch of the headlines, like I said, with the CSX 2000 sale. That's that very, very first Cobra Shelby ever. Interestingly, that's counted as an American car, even though, of course, it's based on British body, British chassis, but with American mechanicals. And then also they set a world record for a British car at auction, a D-type Jaguar that went well over $20 million, and I'm afraid, like I said, with all the stuff coming in at me so fast, I don't have the numbers, but the most expensive D-type sold at auction, as well as the most expensive British car ever sold at auction. Very worthy car and deserving car, part of the Curia Cross Scottish racing team. So a well-known car, well-documented car as well. But the D-type Jags from the mid-1950s, that basically doubles the price that we've seen for other ones. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're all going to go up in value that much. But it does kind of put a new awareness to them. I don't know whether that was bought by a U.S.-based buyer or a European buyer. My guess would be it probably might have stayed right here in the United States. Gooding is doing well, but they're not done yet. They have some more cars to sell tonight. And Bonhams also had some pretty interesting sales. A Bugatti that I frankly thought was going to go for a lot more money sold for $4 million. And that's an all-in price, even though it was expected by many of us to sell for more. It's a weekend where you can find pretty much something for everyone, including in different price ranges. So, last night I was helping out a dealer friend of mine, and I've been on a couple of cars for him. Unfortunately, we didn't get any of them, or maybe fortunately, you never know. But there was also a collection of Maseratis last night, including some very rarely seen Maseratis, a Mistral Spider, a number of 3500 GTs that you do see. There's also coming up tonight a 5000 Maserati, a car very, very rarely seen anywhere that's going to be at the Gooding sale. So still things to go with Gooding. Everyone else is finished, auction-wise. But it's still it's amazing, Bob. It just is nonstop is the best way to describe it.
Absolutely, and certainly this is one for your personal automotive bucket list, so to speak. I mean, if you've never been to Monterey Car Week, it's worth it to save up the money and do it. And the trouble is, like Dave said, it has become very expensive. This is the time that, just Jay Leno says, it's the millionaires versus the billionaires. So the hotels that are normally affordable for regular folks like Dave and myself and you folks listening on the other side of the radio, they really put the prices way up skyward. And in addition to that, as I started to say, these small communities are not used to such an onslaught of vehicles and also transport companies like our great sponsor, Reliable Carriers. It can take 25 minutes to go, a half a mile, because it all of a sudden becomes, New York City gridlock in these small communities.
Yeah, actually, I was stuck in traffic and got cut off by somebody a little bit, and looked over into the car, and there are two people driving, a guy you might have heard of named Jay Leno, who rolled down the window and asked us where we were going and whether we were having a good time and everything else. The most wonderful ambassador for our old car world is guys like Wayne Greeny and Leno. So everybody's here as well.
Oh, that is so great to hear. And certainly both of those guys are, like you say, wonderful ambassadors. I finally have started recording Jay's television broadcast show, and he's doing a great job. And Wayne, what can you say about Wayne? Talk about a real gentleman and just a nicest guy in the face of the earth. And what a great story that is, how his television career exploded after a story written by our mutual friend hit the New York Times. So that was something else, and it's kind of a dream story, but they're both just wonderful ambassadors. Was there any particular theme at some of the high-end auctions, let's say David Gooding or RM or RM Sotheby's, or who else haven't we touched on? We haven't touched on Bonhams. Was there any particular theme vehicle-wise?
Well, there were a lot of late model exotics, Bob. There were a lot of cars that, a few years back we would have called them used exotics, and now they're very valuable, obviously, but also sought after cars. So some of the some of the Porsches that were only, you know, 6, 7, 8, or 10 years old. There were quite a few of them, actually. I would say, if you remember, you know, the Brady Bunch and Marsha, there was an awful lot of Porsche here everywhere, all throughout the peninsula. A lot of the times the themes are, like you said, something that you'll have a score of them. I would say that the RM had a score of Maseratis because there was a museum that had a number of them that they sold here. So there was that last night a little bit. And then late model exotics, a La Ferrari sold here yesterday.
Wow.
For huge money, over $5 million. And that's, of course, the Ferrari that you can't get, that's very controlled by the Ferrari factory who was going to get it. And it was kind of funny to see one for sale, so recently after going on sale. Maybe Ferrari didn't think it was funny, but I think the rest of us did, that someone had bought it.
But I'm sure
for a profit right away, but that's the
exactly
way.
That is the American way. And a year from now, whenever they actually start delivering them to customers, the new Ford GT, they're only building 500. They've announced now that they're going to extend the run another 500. I can't believe 7,000. Plus applicants. But when you look at the appreciation of the previous generation Ford GT, lots of folks are probably expecting the same thing. That was just an amazing investment and has doubled in value. Now, this vehicle is significantly more expensive. It's $400,000+, but we'll see those at the high-end auctions, no doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I didn't put my name on the waiting list. I just assumed that Ford was going to call both you and me and just, give us one to drive around for a week, Bob. I mean, we deserve that.
We most certainly do.
I'm still waiting for the call. If anybody's out there, be happy to help out.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody needs any help, just get in contact with me and Dave, and we'll definitely help you with your problem. Let's talk a little bit about, which is always a fun thing, and that's, as you mentioned, Jay Leno. Did Jay and Edward Herman do their usual charity bit during the Pebble Beach Concours?
Well, Edward has passed on. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah,
I am so sorry to hear that. When did that happen?
That was over a year ago, actually.
Wow.
He died quite suddenly. But Jay Leno, normally, of course, I'm not there right now at Pebble. I've already left just because I have to, go back and maintain a little sanity after being there at 4:45 in the morning. Jay Leno always gives out. They have some charity sponsors that give away. Of course, it's Pebble, so they give away cards. They give away Rolex watches. And my friends from Rolex are there, and Jay's there.
Hold that thought.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Jay Leno, Dave Kenny, and myself. Dave is an esteemed automotive journalist, one of the leading experts in the entire world when it comes to car prices and classic cars and auctions, and he writes for Automobile, Auto Week, and of course is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Hagerty Price Guide, why don't you tell everybody what they're missing out on?
Okay. Well, I told you earlier, I think our favorite thing is something free, so the Hagerty Price Guide is free and available for use anywhere you are. You can go to Hagerty.com/valuation tools, and Hagerty is spelled H-A-G-E-R-T-Y. There's no two G's in it. Everybody tries to spell it with that, but not me, because I know that's part of where my paycheck comes from, Bob. So you can go and look up most post-war cars, not everything, and we're constantly adding cars in there. And you can track the prices. You can put together a couple of cars if you want to, and track each price against the other one. We publish three times a year, and that will next be updated just a few days from now on September 1st, and that will be our 31st edition, which means that we are 10 years old. So we're almost halfway old enough to buy a drink, but we've been enjoying this and having fun with it. We've got quite a team of people working with valuations, and we're trying real hard to make sure we're on top of our game and get it right. But if you have a question with a car, you can go to Hegarty.com/valuation tools, and you'll find us.
Did anything over the course of the weekend really surprise you, or was it just another, as Jay Leno would say, millionaires versus millionaires week-long series of events?
Oh, no, there was plenty of other fun things, of course. Let's start Concours de Lemons, which is exactly like it sounds. That's held yesterday. It was held yesterday, and they have classes like, communist cars spelled with two K's, needlessly complicated German cars. Those are some of the classes. But worst of show, and that's right, they give away a worst of show award, went to a Bricklin that had, racing accoutrement on it. So it had the racing lollipops where the numbers go. And, everyone, the organizer said that was a bad idea in two ways, to drive your Bricklin, but also to, take it out racing was the joke. So, it celebrates the cars on the lower end of the scale, and there's a lot of, what you might call rust buckets and fun stuff there. So, I always have a great time there, so that stood out. Wayne Greeny, speaking of Wayne, had a completely rusted out VW Karmann Ghia there that had everything but brakes, so that was fun. They had to use the handbrakes to stop the car. It's not all about the millionaires and billionaires. There's regular folks there too. That's one of my favorite things going on. The favorite car, I guess I would say, one of my all-time favorite cars. I got to see a beautiful Ferrari Daytona Spider. It's just a car that's just stunningly beautiful to me, as well as some of the older Ferraris that you just don't get too much of a chance to see out on the road. So seeing those, being driven around is always always a lot of fun. So that was some of my highlights. But still waiting for the Pebble Beach Grand winner to be announced, the best of show. But there's some incredible entries there, and some big stuff that's going to happen in just a few minutes, actually.
And once a vehicle receives that accolade, there are many other great Concours like Amelia and Greenwich and of course, the Concours of America. But the Pebble Beach badge, I would imagine, significantly ups the value of the particular vehicle that gets that award. Does that kind of hold true?
Yeah, it's you're being judged against the best of the best. And so... With the Pebble Beach win, it means a lot to people who are buying a car. They know that the car has already been judged by some of the best judges in the world as one of the best cars. So, I'd hate to be pinned down to a value, but you can say that it definitely adds a large percentage to what the vehicle value can be. And so it's hard fought over award, but just having a class award is important at Pebble as well. Let's face it, Bob, just being on the field at Pebble, if your car gets invited, the old Hollywood, Oscar award winner, it really is an honor just to be nominated. So, there are no bad cars at Pebble Beach, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Just interesting and good stuff.
That's great, and it's certainly, as I said earlier, just like the Woodward Dream Cruise, which unfortunately conflicts with this event just about every year. There were 2 years I remember that it did not. It's something to put on your automotive bucket list to check out, because you see vehicles rolling along the highway, not to mention the ones on the field at Pebble Beach that will absolutely blow you away. How about on the field at Pebble this year for 2016, what were some of the vehicles that really got Dave Kinney's engine revving?
Well, there's a beautiful Hork, which is H-O-R-C-H, but it's pronounced Hork, which is the grandfather of Audi, actually. That was owned by Mr. and Mrs. Keller. That was really exciting to me. It's not going to win Best of Show this time. It's beautiful to see the Duesenbergs pass the park next to the Auburns and some of these special and one-off cars that are absolutely gorgeous. It's fun seeing them. It's fun being there. It's just a great time.
Well, it certainly is a great time, and it's a great time. Another thing that's a wonderful thing about the automotive hobby is the fact that you meet great friends, and it cuts across economic barriers and other barriers. It's very interesting to see, like you say, the millionaires just talking to the regular folks, because it's the cars that bind us all together.
And keep in mind, those millionaires, they have to pay somebody to keep their car clean. They pay somebody to keep their car maintained. They pay to pay somebody to have their car transported. So they best be nice to people like you and me, right, Bob?
Absolutely. When can we expect to see some of your hard work available for public view within the next couple of days or so up at the Hagerty Price Guide and, of course, elsewhere?
Oh, yeah. We'll have some information. I know Automobile is all over it right now, and they'll have the Best of Show information, within before the sun goes down. I'll have, like I said, the new edition of the Price Guide comes out September 1st. Of course, some things in Automobile and my favorite British magazine, Octane, will all have information out there. And, of course, everybody can go to their favorite car website. Most of them are going to have some information about this show and some of the color and some of the flavor. It really is an interesting time, and it's an interesting time to be out here as well. There continue to be great cars, and there continue to be great car shows, but the granddaddy of them all is right here and right now.
It certainly is, and it's just a wonderful time to go to an auction when you're out there during Monterey Car Week. You go to any one of the auctions that we've been discussing. I mean, that's a real treat for someone who has never been to one. I mean, I remember the first few that I attended, and, there were $5 million records being met, and the crowd goes wild. I mean, there's people don't get envious. Everybody starts cheering that someone has bought a car at more than $1 million in price. So it's just a wonderful event. And Dave, where are your travels taking you next?
I'm going to London, England. I'm actually going to Bewley, which is a very old, they call it an auto jumble over there at a swap meet. And the RM sale will be over there on first part of September. And then I'm going to go to Goodwood while I'm there. So I've got a few weeks coming up in just a few days. So that will be a lot of fun. And then it's back to places like Hershey.
Absolutely. Remind everybody about the proper website for the price guide.
Hagerty.com, and you'll find valuation tools right there. Thanks very much, Bob.
Thank you, my friend, for being with us and giving us a report live from the scene. He's Dave Kinney. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of the broadcast. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillips was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DinoVite.com.
We started feeding him the Dinovite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dinovite right from the beginning, and they will make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.